Boomer. Last I remember, we were helping old people. And
yes,
somebody was getting a, I don't remember if I got it. I know somebody else got a warning. You shouldn't be helping them thing.
Did everybody get that warning?
No, no, that was just Dylon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, I knew my first action was going to be to kill the olds, but like I didn't remember if that was a group text or if that was just a email straight from God to me.
It was an email straight from somewhere to you.
All right. So where's this old dude?
He is about 15 feet away from you, kind of crouching in the grass.
I'm over talking to him, asking, basically trying to get the skinny, like, what happened?
Yeah.
You're just going to walk up and kill him.
I mean, he's laying down hurt, like, or what? I don't know how hurt he was.
He's crouched down. He is not
at full hit.
Yeah. It's not like you're going to walk over and blow on him and he's going to die. But I mean, if you decide I'm going to take the new sword for a spin,
you're going to have to put some effort into it.
And you hit. I mean, there is the possibility that that hit will be death.
All right. Crouchy boomer, hidden assassin. Let's go.
Okay. Well, here you go. So, Ray, you're just over there chatting with him.
Yeah, I'm over there. So I go. So you're fighting against the same folks. Anyone else in your group?
I don't know. We were just there, and then we were falling. I don't know what's going on. He seems kind of old, like. You know, there's the old people, and then there's the old people.
Are we pulling the silent generation into this?
Like old enough? Like old enough? He's not going to be useful. Old.
Okay, so we all watch Squid Games, right?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Let's say yes.
Okay. let's say there's a prominent old person in the original Squid Game. This guy looks to be that level of age.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's pretend I understand that. Moving on.
He looks like your friends, Ray.
I go, do you, it looks like you guys? Oh man, he's in bad shape.
yeah, he is.
I go, was it just the two of you? I gesture to the dead guy.
Oh, I mean, there's a couple that died on the way down. They didn't find a way to slow down.
Yeah, that was kind of a rough landing.
Yeah. Anytime you're ready here, Mr. Dylon.
At what point do I hear this? Like everything's ended.
Yeah.
I hear it while I'm picking up the sword. Like
probably, yeah.
You can get a couple of lines in before my 23 to hit jumps out of the bushes.
I'm sorry, 23 to hit?
23 to hit.
That is a connection. Here, let's do this. I'll roll the DC 13 con save.
Looks kind of sure.
I mean, he has a plus 3 to his con.
Seems a little excessive for a frail man.
But the 7...
The Zoomers got negative to their...
But the 7 on die...
That's not going to be good enough.
He does fail.
All right.
So
three and me going to meet the ancestors.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Roll me some damage.
Roll that beautiful meat footage.
10 damage.
10 damage total?
You get your sword damage, then your shadow damage, dude.
Oh, I didn't roll the D10 for that.
Ooh. Yeah.
And 3. So, 13.
13? Okay. He crumples.
He's, cool.
You essentially, however you want to visualize it, he is dead.
Like you're talking to him and then his head falls off.
Cool.
I look back. I look away as I'm like looking around for the other bodies that fell, and I look back and I go, "So where did they land? What the fuck?"
So you can go ahead and heal if you need to heal. D.
Anyway, I'm down 5, and I've got a plus 4 modifier, so that's going to be a full heal regardless.
Cool. You are back to full.
You heal with the modifier?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1d8 plus 4 is the heal on the sword.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wow.
One of your hit die plus.
Plus 4.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Okay, D.
Doesn't sound cursed.
I need you to make me a charisma saving throw.
Oh my god, I'm so good at charisma. Do I get a plus one for, I don't know what the boomer and zoomers get?
No.
Okay.
No, you do not.
Well, we're the zoomers that all our intelligence, wisdom, and charisma should have had the plus one.
No, you're the zoomers, all your strength, dexterity, and
calm. Oh, physical, right.
Shit. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a dirty 20.
It's a dirty 20?
Okay. So charismatic.
Yes, you are so charismatic. Okay, I need you to just put a tally mark on your sheet in a spot.
I'm going to put it next to my charisma.
There you go. That's a good place to put it. How
charismatic I am.
Yes. Do you want to know what these tally marks mean now, or do you want to wait until you've achieved enough tally marks for it to matter?
What's the tally I'm shooting for here? And then I'll see if I want to know.
For a good result or a bad result?
I don't know. I assume I saved?
Yes, you did. You did save. Okay. Good news.
Do we get more tally marks if he fails? Is that what happens?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. One when you save, 2 when you fail. If you reach 5 of those in a day.
In a day.
You have to do this every time you kill something.
But after a rest, it disappears.
Correct. This is a day.
This is totally manageable.
Well, is it a rest or is it sun up, sun down?
It's long rest.
Okay.
Yeah. Long rest.
I swear, warlocks, we do a lot of short rest.
Yeah, no, this is long rest. So if you get to 5, you enter a bloodlust and you just start attacking the nearest thing in range.
Mm-hmm. But is it still being filmed?
Yeah, it's still being filmed.
Then there is no downside.
Okay. I mean, this would be
why I have invisibility and will always have a spell slot available.
This is friend, foe, Daryl.
Oh, I get Bob. It.
In the one thing I hope you understood there is you just start attacking. I didn't say there was a way that stopped.
Okay. My charisma is plus 4, my wisdom is plus 0. I do not care.
Okay. Because you stop the bloodlust when you've been put down.
Okay.
When you reach 0 hit points or some other way to be incapacitated.
Or there are no more children to scream.
No, you would essentially be a lost character at that point, just walking, finding something to kill. It is a harsh penalty if you do reach that point.
Hopefully it happens in battle when we really need it.
Is it like forever or until
you're put down?
If I'm incapacitated and come back, yes. Is it fine?
No, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. So
because that's considered a long rest if you get knocked unconscious.
Okay. Well, if I get briefly knocked unconscious and then healed, is it still good?
You have to be unconscious. or dead. Making death saving throws.
Death saving throws. So zero hit points.
Zero hit points or some other way that you...
Which is hard to do considering every time you kill somebody, you heal.
Correct.
Right.
Even while you're in this bloodlust?
Correct.
Sexy.
I mean, I'm going to guess that I just got to keep hitting people in a round robin type of way instead of a focused fire. So that I don't...
closest target.
Yeah, well... I'm basically an unstoppable blood tornado.
Yes.
It's like Christmas Day
early. We'll call it a day.
I mean, you picked up a sword and became my mad scientist from Deadlands.
That worked out well for everyone, every time.
Yes, it did.
But there were no downsides.
Nope.
There especially rarely is to mad science.
Especially not at the end.
Did you blow up?
Everybody.
Okay.
I think I deserved that one.
Yeah, that was an unfortunate night. Because the Manitou didn't care about the fact that it was a sewer filled of noxious gas.
Hey, man, it was the one and only time you lost control.
Yep.
And he made it count.
Yes. Yes, he did.
It was never going to happen again.
Nope. So,
I'm like, what the fuck, dude? He hadn't told me everything yet.
Oh, I heard an announcement saying that, like, don't help the other team. Did you not hear the announcement?
What announcement?
The one over the loudspeaker in my head.
No, wait. What's the speaker?
The person that's talking. Are you secretly a boomer?
Did he only hear this once he picked up the sword?
No, he heard this beforehand.
Okay. No, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
So wait, I was the only one that heard this, and it was before I picked up the sword?
Yes, it was. It was before you picked up the sword. You are the only one that heard it.
Hmm. So do I think it came from my patron, or do I think it came from...
make me a...
Charisma check?
Yeah. Just straight up...
Yeah. Charisma check? Jeez, I want this.
No, I mean, you're a warlock. They're charisma-based. That would make sense.
18.
This was not your patron.
Okay.
You are 1 million percent positive. Not
you
your
patron. You know that tingle.
Thanks for the dodo.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to look for the other members of the party that fell with this guy. Surely they got shit to loot, as well as this guy and the other.
Okay. Make me an investigation on the now headless corpse at your feet.
Well, since he's missing a head, is the difficulty less? I don't have to search the head.
We'll see. Roll me an investigation.
Do they normally store gold in their ears?
Can I help and or guide him?
You can do whatever you want. You can play all the D&D in the world.
I will take help and guidance. Okay. That is a number. All right, plus... this number. Oh, I got a 4 and an 18, so 22.
22. Okay, this guy has 2 swords, some very bloody leather armor that he is currently wearing, and 2 regular healing potions. Swords look to be pretty standard short swords.
1d4 plus 2?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, my sword gets out of its own.
I will grab one of the healing potions and stick it in my pocket. I will throw the other one up for grabs. Anybody want?
I mean, I wouldn't say no.
There you go. Cheers. What about the other guy that died in combat?
Make me an investigation check.
Okay. Assist and guidance?
Absolutely.
Sure. Well, let's hope for the assistance is better than that. 17 plus 2. Guidance is
unlimited outside of battle.
But so long as the DM allows it.
Yep. Okay.
It's 19.
Okay. This guy has a book written in what appears to be Elvish. He has a small wooden carved figure of a spider.
Okay.
And he has what appears to be some sort of wand.
Sex cult.
I would like to try some arcana on both the spider carving and the wand.
Okay. Pick one and roll for it.
The wand and 18 total. Okay. No, wait, sorry, I didn't even add my arcana. That's 21.
21. There is a faint magical glow coming from the wand.
Okay.
It does appear to be magical. It doesn't seem to be like super magical. It doesn't seem to be nearly as magical as the sword. Based on this, you're a newbie. You've probably
level 4.
You have seen this type of magic in some of the shops inside Asmos. This is probably a pretty common magical thing.
Okay, is it a like wand of web, wand of healing, wand of secrets?
It is a +1 wand. It shoots bolts like a ranged weapon.
Oh, it's like a focus?
No, it's like I'm a +1 wand, ideal 1d6 damage. +1, yeah.
Okay.
It's just a pew-pew stick.
That's kind of cool.
It has a range similar to a hand crossbow.
What type of damage?
Roll me a d4.
1.
It is. Fire damage.
Fire. Okay. Anything on the spider?
Roll for the spider.
That's shit. 9. No, wait, sorry. Keep forgetting Arcana. 12.
12? I mean, you sense something on it, but it seems more of like the residual, like, oh, this was probably like a spell focus or something.
Okay.
Nothing.
I don't speak Elvish. Anyone else?
I do.
There you go.
Okay. Book.
While he's checking that out, I will look for the other party members that fell.
Okay.
But granted, I'm going to do this all with my head on a swivel. Because we're still in these fucking woods. I'm going to have my pet invisible kind of above my head. Okay. Just scouting out and ready to shout if he hears anything.
Okay. Jeff, are you cracking the book open?
That's the best way to read it.
I mean, when you say it like that.
When I say it like that.
When you say it like that, I think I would like to check the book for, I don't know, like traps and shenanigans and such.
Okay.
Nah.
How would you like to check the book for traps and shenanigans and stuff like that?
I don't know. I can't come up with a way to do this alchemically.
Do you have a divining rod?
I mean, that's what I call it, but...
Okay. Use your dowsing rod.
Walking stick.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, make me a, I don't know, what's your spellcasting modifier?
As I walk by, I just flip the lid open.
Okay.
That works too.
Sure.
No, my spellcasting modifier?
Yeah, like spellcasting ability.
It's going to be charisma?
Okay. So make me a charisma.
Are you a bard?
No, I'm a warlock.
Oh, okay. We're all warlocks?
Yeah.
Well, I'm also a ranger, so I guess it's
like four levels.
Could be as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just make me a
well, spellcasting roll. Are divine, right? They're not arcane.
Sure.
If you're doing arcana, it would be.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. 19.
Okay. It is not trapped. It doesn't give you any like magical juju vibes either.
Okay. Then
until it's opened.
Then yeah, I guess I'll go ahead and crack it open.
Okay. And you read Elvish?
Yes.
Okay. And are you Elvish?
I am not.
What race are you?
Goblin.
Okay.
Oh, you're Elvish now.
No.
It's probably going to make me suffer because I'm not.
No. It's a little hard for you to kind of pick up on everything because this is old Elvish.
It's cultural.
This is several hundred years old Elvish.
Well, I mean, if need be, and we have the time, I also have comprehend languages as a ritual.
Okay. I mean, we'll
see. And eyes of the Runekeeper.
No, we'll see if that's. I only have one level in Warlock.
We'll see if that's something you want to do. You're able to read it, but it's very much like when we were teenagers in high school reading Shakespeare.
It's very flowery Elvish.
Yes, very flowery Elvish. There is a.
You should be able to tell like what it's about, though. Is it a book of poems, absolutely. Or is it spells, or?
It is. It reads like a family history. As you're
We got kindling for the fire.
As you're starting to read through the book, as you flip through the pages, it starts to be almost like autobiographical. Not in like a diary way, as in an actual, this person set out to write their autobiography kind of thing.
Was the person Elvish or half Elvish or what? That I found this on?
From what you can tell, they were of Elvish descent, yes.
Okay.
They were also a boomer. They were also very old. They are also very, very, very dead.
I mean, they look old.
Yes.
That's a fucking old elf.
Yes. As you flip, you're like, okay, like family history. Yeah, sure. Flip through. Oh, this is like weird autobiography stuff. You flip through and you start to see some parts that don't really make sense in terms like. Their words, you recognize the words, but they're in a structure that just doesn't make sense. And it doesn't make sense because you don't understand the way it's written. It's why would someone write this?
Dogs and cats living together. Massive story.
Like flower talk dog. Sleep worm yesterday. Kind of nonsensical.
It's Indian names.
Like very nonsensical gibberish going on. Still written, impeccable penmanship. Still looks the same as everything else. It just the words on the page in the order they're in. seems to make just no sense.
All okay. Right. Mystery. Until you said impeccable penmanship, I was thinking maybe this is something he's had since a child, and this is where he learned how to write.
Nope.
But no. Okay, do I find the other bodies?
Make me a investigation check.
Investigation. Natural 20.
Okay. You have looked around. You have kind of backtracked to like the drop zone side of the clearing, like this side of the clearing nearest to where you guys came in.
Okay.
There is what appears to be a pile of flesh and a blood smear down the side of a tree.
Okay, but no gear of any kind.
Oh, it's in a pile of flesh at the bottom of the tree.
Now, if you were to classify this flesh as quality, how would you?
Used. Old.
Would it have been suitable flesh, adequate?
For what?
Hey, man, don't ask me about my business.
No, like, are you looking to, like, is it suitable to make an Edgar suit, or is it suitable to make a bag? Like,
he's trying to pick up a level of human.
And the first step is to acquire a skin suit. Yes.
Okay. I mean, you could probably salvage skin.
A foot.
I mean, it would be really hard to look at this pile of flesh and blood and skin and say, oh, well, this was clearly the chest, or this was the face.
Can I use mending to kind of put some of it together?
Read me mending.
I don't have mending. I was just wondering if that was possible.
I mean,
this is way off the rails.
Yeah. But this is this guy hit the tree high and
hit every branch on the way down.
Yes. And slid just straight down the trunk.
Okay. Yeah, if I see a bag in that mess, a backpack or what, I will try to yank that out of the pile, but I'm not going to dig through his lunch to find anything. Yeah.
Okay.
Small.
Make me a perception check.
Like a sword belt or something like that?
Yeah.
Perception. That is... Perception. 16 total.
Okay. You're looking around. You don't really see any gear like in this flesh area. I mean, there's clothes.
Okay.
But like you don't see gear. But as you're looking around, as you're looking around, you see about 15 feet up in the tree, kind of stuck on a branch. There is what appears to be a like backpack kind of thing.
Okay.
Not like a
I send the pet up there to kick it loose.
Okay. How much can your pet lift?
It has a strength of 6. So probably, I think it's times 5, right? So 30 pounds.
30 pounds? Okay. Yeah, he's able to knock it loose, but it. You notice as he's attempting to do this, it is taking every ounce of your pet strength to do this. Do you want to stand at the bottom when this gets free?
No, I'm going to let it fall onto the ground and
okay.
Then go invent. I'm not going to stand under this shit.
Why? Hey, man. Well, I'm going to allow you to play all the D&D you want.
No.
That does include, I'm going to try and catch it.
No, I'm not going to stand down there and catch bricks with my teeth. No.
Okay. Okay. Because this would qualify as red and bad for your teeth.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it takes some, you know, probably 20 seconds to push on it and get it off the little knob on the branch that was holding it in there, and it lets go and it falls to the ground with a resounding thud.
Okay. As I move to investigate it again, once again, I'll put the pet on lookout, because if that was a resounding thud, that means noise. Yes. Head on a swivel, quickly give it a pop it open and see what's in it. Investigation.
Yep.
Three.
That's okay. You're not sure what the other things are.
Out of bag, right?
Right. You're not sure what a lot of the small things are, but there is a like portable sized anvil in the bag.
Portable sized anvil. Okay. Yes. This guy worked for Acme or something. What the fuck?
Or he was like, you know, a blacksmith.
Usually you don't travel with this shit. Okay.
There are portable anvils.
In a dungeon.
I
didn't show up to the town square or anything here. He's.
It's not like it's, you know.
I'm not willing to lug that around. I offer it to anyone else who might find use of it, but it's not worth carrying to me. Is there anything else in the bag?
Just all the other like bits and bobs that plopped out with it.
Anything that's not covered in gore, I assume, because it's in the bag, it's pretty.
Yeah, it's fine. Sure.
Yeah, I'll pocket like rations and rope and you know any kind of like dungeoneering kind of shit.
This does not look like that kind of bag, sir.
Are there any hats? Okay.
No hats.
There are like artisan tools and shit like that.
Yes, there are tools.
I will pocket the tools.
Okay. You have a small set of jeweler's tools.
Okay.
And a small set of blacksmithing tools.
Okay.
I
have as part of my kit thieving tools. So
okay. Congratulations. You have all the tools, sir. Just all the tools. I don't know if you're proficient in anything but your thieves' tools.
Probably not.
Okay. I mean, there are some parts of the jeweler's kit that you're like, oh, I could probably, you know, find
some of the things overlap. I could repurchase.
Yeah.
Like small pliers, tweezers kind of shit. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a big dumb hammer.
If nothing else, these things sell.
Yeah. Yeah. So not taking the anvil.
I can't justify the weight.
Okay.
Is there any kind of vibe to it, like the anvil should be taken, or?
Nope. It is.
If you're willing to risk it, my strength is 8. I'm not carrying an anvil.
It is like a 30-pound small anvil. Looking at the tools, you have a sense that this guy probably worked on, you know, jewelry making settings and you know, all manner, not just like gemstone kind of stuff.
And he was so into it, he did it while on an adventure.
Well, the adventure kind of sucked them in. I don't think anybody was here.
Yeah.
Anybody in that room got sucked in. It wasn't.
Oh, like right.
He packed this specifically for the adventure.
Right. Right.
He might have been going to work or something. Okay. Thank you.
Correct. He was. At a stall in the Halls of Madness.
I'm trying to remember the guy who lost his head. He said, did he say one or two companions that didn't make it?
Two.
Okay. So I will look further.
Okay. You notice as you're looking around, your two friend, air quote friends, Twig and Quiet Girl.
Yeah.
seem to have gone missing as you're looking around.
Where's Tick and Bobo's?
If anybody would like, they could make investigation checks or perception checks or recent history checks to see if they remember where the last time they saw
them. I will do perception.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a 7.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see him anywhere.
Yeah, you don't see him anywhere. Can't remember the last time you saw him.
Did they perhaps leave when Ditto Warlock beheaded the old guy?
I don't remember.
I remember seeing him after that or here.
I'm going to investigate where my audience went and just see what happened here.
Okay.
Hey, it's a 3.
We're good. It's a 3. Okay. Yep.
Got a sword and a smile, and that's all I need.
Yep. Man, you are so enamored with this sword.
Well, he killed somebody with it, so he has one point.
Yep, just one point. Max, do you care to question where your compatriots went?
No.
We weren't really that close.
They also didn't seem all that on board with what we were doing in the first place.
They were a little weirded out at the whole, like, hey, we're going to kill people and then we're going to go run here to kill people. It was a bizarre thing for them, but that's okay.
We didn't kill other people. We killed demons and then ran here and killed demons and other people.
Correct.
Okay. Right. But if they're part of, like, the workers here, they probably just saw us kill, like, middle management.
Ooh.
Not weird to them.
Just got promoted. So
maybe, but they are currently unaccounted for.
It's coming out of their pay. So
doesn't seem to trigger too many
absence.
Doesn't seem to trigger too many memories. You're looking for the last person. Make me your role.
This is perception.
Yep.
Okay, 11. Was I being guided?
And assisted as well.
Okay, there's some guidance and assistance. Okay, assistance didn't work out. But guidance is 4. So that's 15 plus my perception makes it an 18.
18. Okay. Takes you a couple of minutes. And you see 2 things. Up in a tree, probably about 25 feet off the ground. So about that, you know, about that point where you guys made kind of the initial contact with the tree line.
Uh-huh. This guy got pale.
yes, he did. It was a woman though. She got impaled. Right through the head.
There's a comment there, I'll let it go. Through the head. Oh.
Through the head, yes.
Adventurous.
Yes. Can't really tell much of the face, because where the face should be, there's a tree limb.
Can I tell from here how she's dressed? Is it armor? Yeah. Is it cloth? Is it
it's armor.
Leather armor?
It's leather armor.
Leather armor, okay.
Very obvious leather armor.
Okay.
Thin build. We'll call it human-ish height.
I'm going to go ahead and the branch in which she is impaled on.
Uh-huh.
Can I try and hit that with like an Eldritch Blast?
Sure. Like
shattered a branch?
Absolutely.
Wow. That's a 19 to hit.
Yeah, your Eldritch Blast flies off, smacks into the tree branch. It severs it real close to the trunk. So you've got the majority of this tree branch now falling down.
Yes, I would not be standing underneath it, obviously. I learned that with the anvil.
Okay. So we'll do... Okay. So about 5 feet down, that branch smacks another branch, breaks that branch. You've now got two branches falling.
Okay. I will step to the side.
The pair of those branches fall about 10 feet, hit another branch. Now you have three branches falling.
Okay. We're running.
And that branch where the kind of like where the bag was, that height of branch, these branches hit at about that height. They do not break that branch. They kind of tumble to a stop thanks to that level.
Anywhere during this tumble, did she fall loose of the branch she's impaled on?
That's a good question.
Because this seems like a lot of collision for something that's just stuck on the end of a stick.
Okay, so we'll say...
Or like the middle of the stick if she's properly impaled.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll say that enough things hit that by the time... her branch hits the final branch there and kind of tumbles to a stop.
And she kind of probably was building up some momentum through all that falling.
Too. Yeah. Her branch breaks, and you now have a dead person with, we'll call it, a total of 3.5 feet of tree where the head should be.
Which falls to the ground.
I'm sorry?
Fall damage.
Fall damage? I mean, God, that's a good point, because that's going to...
It's going to ruin her death saves. Yeah.
Well, no, she's dead. What is it? Is it 1d6 per 10 feet?
Yes.
Sounds right.
Okay. And... Let's... 13.
Is this just hamburger damage? Like how minced is she now?
I mean, so you had the pile of flesh at the base of the tree.
Yeah.
If there were plans to identify anything or
whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's a pile of flesh inside of a leather armor suit.
Okay.
But you said it was obvious armor, like.
Yes, it's obviously
weird.
Yes.
There's something weird about it.
Maybe an investigation check.
Can I use charisma?
No.
could you use some assistance and possibly guidance?
That sounds like I've got an 18, so I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
what's the guidance?
Guidance would be a D4.
Yes. Actually, take the guidance and roll that, because it's possible that what you learn changes.
Dirty 20.
Okay. Unfortunately, no. You needed to hit that 21. That's fine. So, this armor is a very clearly...
Ornate?
Yes, it's ornate. It's tanned. There is a clear emblem on the chest. This is not like random suit of leather armor that you just bought at a store. This looks like it's part of a military.
Or is it a recognizable insignia or anything?
You can make me a history check.
History plus zero. That's 14.
14. Hey, you've seen this symbol on guards in a very large city named High Breeze.
Oh. This is a maybe a Royal Guard, or at least city.
By the looks of it, from the age of the person,
retired.
Even you youngins are probably pretty sure this was like someone who came to Asmos to deal with some official business and got swept up in shit.
Fuck!
We didn't kill her, it's fine.
No, you did not kill her, and technically neither did Daryl.
I mean, for liability purposes.
Possible deniability.
Correct.
Possible subject for this week's trip.
Yeah. So, you just looking at them, you do not see any weapons. There is a small kind of satchel belt kind of situation. Looks kind of like a long vertical rectangle pouch on the side.
Is anything magical about the armor? Or just ornate and business looking?
Make me an arcana check.
Okay. That's arcana. That makes it a 22.
Is plus one armor magical?
Nice. Dylan, you're wearing leather, aren't you?
I believe so. I don't have the mail part of it. Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, before we get too far away from this, I want to check the weird satchel to see if there's any cool official documents that I might be privy to now.
Sure. You open the satchel.
Yeah.
There is a
subpoena.
Folded in half. There looks to be probably 10 pages. There is two official wax seals on the end holding it folded shut.
Open it up.
Okay. the pages appear blank to you.
Uh-oh.
It's
probably good. I don't know if I know how to read.
Bullshit right here.
It's okay.
Would I assume that there is a hidden, like...
You would probably have a really good idea about the fact that...
Nobody wax seals all their blank paper together.
Correct.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm guessing I don't have any ability to do anything about that right now.
I mean, if you want to take the time to find a way to make the documents show themselves to you in the middle of a forest.
No, I don't think time will allow for the dungeon. No. Will probably need us before.
We need that, Nicolas so. Cage.
I will hold him on for later. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Either of you want the plus one armor? I have my breastplate and shield, so I'm good. If you're going to be swinging a sword, you want better armor.
Me, it's lady armor.
So you're a horny devil.
Yeah, it's a seductive cut for the tiefling.
It's magic. All
right, well, it
warms to the wearer.
Then it's History Month. Why not?
Yeah, there you go. So you now, man, Dylan is turning into the tank here. He's got some plus one armor. He's got a batshit crazy sword that's gonna make him a
monster
tornado soon.
Well, plus one armor. Okay, that means it's 12 plus your dex.
Mm-hmm. But it's also magical armor.
Uh-huh.
There are some things that give a shit about that.
Mm-hmm. My breastplate and shield get me...
Crap, no, I had a chain shirt, not leather.
Oh, okay.
But that's not going to help me.
Okay.
Was there anything on it? You said magical. Was there anything better about it that I should know about? Or
nope, it's just plus one armor.
Sprouts wings.
Nope.
If you know the command word, which is written on the paper in her bag.
Yeah, yeah. That would be kind of funny.
Well, I mean, it's definitely canon now. We
won't know until after. Yeah. Okay.
It's also cursed.
I mean,
I think it's time.
All the cursed things. Am I like cursed Thanos here? Like,
that would be pretty fucking hilarious.
If these were multi like session characters, I would totally search out all the cursed objects.
You could totally carry this character with you. I don't care.
It's gonna be a cursed murder tornado.
Who's the next DM?
I believe Jeff.
That I think is going to depend on when we finish this adventure.
Okay.
All right. Well.
Okay. Well. You may or may not
have a murder tornado.
You found the three dead people. You killed the guy from this group that wasn't dead. What do you want to do?
I think we need to maybe suss out whether or not. Ex-compatriots are now adversaries, or they just decided to strike out on their own.
Okay.
Okay. We might want to at least know where they're at. How's that?
Sounds
good. Do we remember anything about them? I know, like, we can't find them. But
yeah, he was like a barbarian, and she was maybe a cleric.
She was some sort of spellcaster. He was most definitely a barbarian.
She healed somebody, right?
But they were full adventurers, like they were.
Yep, they were full adventurers. Okay. She actually also does have a dead friend right now.
Huh?
I forget who she raised from the dead, but she raised somebody from the dead last time.
Oh right.
Yeah.
She raised one of the demons, didn't she?
She raised somebody. I don't remember who it was, but. You don't see that. You don't see him. You don't see Twig. You don't see the dead person. You don't see her.
I'm going to ask my pet, which I did say was on lookout, which way they went.
Oh.
But with that,
I did say they were
distracted with all the bag in the tree bullshit.
I did say my, yeah, well,
you
true.
Did say
yeah, there was a window in which it was doing a task, but otherwise it was on.
Okay.
On over my head doing
okay. Make me a percentile.
Percentile. Oh, hey. 19.
Hey, good news. He wasn't busy. He noticed what happened. Right about the time that Happy Gilmore here decided to see how far he could swing a golf club. The Twig and
Lady
and her new companion started walking in a southeast direction.
That's like opposite the way we were facing.
No, that is kind of the way that you had been moving.
Okay, so they moved on. In our same direction.
Yes.
Okay.
They didn't seem like they were irritated or angry. They just started moving in a southeastern direction.
Okay. I forget. Did we agree upon that direction? Was there something we're headed on? Oh, that was the only direction to go. Geographically? That's it.
Yeah. I mean, you could either go kind of east in a general sense or in kind of get to better, more open land, or you could head kind of south, southeast.
And yeah, there was water one way, woods, mountains the other way.
Yes.
Yeah. There was north and 90 degrees we could choose from.
Yes, north and west were mountains. East was kind of open more open land, and south was a large body of water.
All right. So, yeah. So I we can either move to try to catch up with them, or we can just move to maybe catch up with them, but allowing them to run into any adversaries ahead of us.
Wow.
I like the way you think.
Wow, gonna use these NPCs as the rabbit, huh?
I serve a demon.
You do. That's a good point. That is a good point. Shouldn't plan on you caring about the NPCs.
I serve a demon, and I serve him for the power.
Yes,
I'm
yes,
just you. In it for the perks.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go, and the way I think I can help facilitate that is send the pet my full 100 feet ahead of me.
Okay.
To where I can still communicate with it.
Mm-hmm.
It can be invisible, and it can be scouting to see them, look for them.
Mm-hmm.
So 100 feet ahead of me, plus it can see another, 120 feet beyond that.
Yep.
And then we can move cautiously that direction.
Yes.
And perhaps pick up their trail as well. Survival, anyone?
Charisma.
Yes, that's always
is survival
going to be asked for.
No, it's wisdom. I got a 0. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay.
However, we need to implement that. That's my plan. It's up to the group to. Yeah.
Anybody object to this plan?
No. Sounds good to me.
Okay. Cool.
Sure.
So you send your little demon dude 100 feet ahead of you.
Mm-hmm. Second mouse gets the cheese.
Yes, yes. Make me a perception check.
Perception check.
Yep.
This is through my pet, right?
Correct.
I don't know what his. He does not have perception as a skilled thing, so it's just that's a natural one. Yeah,
natural one.
He ran into a branch while he was looking for stuff.
He is 100 feet ahead of you. He sees no sign of anyone.
Okay. Then I will myself.
Mm-hmm.
Communicating telepathically with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking for that.
He's going a little to be irritated for you.
He is?
Yeah. He's why did you send me here? There's nothing up here. This is dumb.
Don't give me no lip. I'm going to look for those fuckers' trail.
Okay.
As they did, whether or not they marched off stealthily, I don't think that's how the imp described it. They just kind of went off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
didn't seem to be moving stealthily.
See if I can find their trail to better make sure we're traveling in the right direction to look for them.
Okay.
Oh, that's 19.
19.
I don't know what is that survival?
Yeah.
So that makes it a dirty 20.
Okay. So you are looking around. It's pretty easy for you to kind of pick up on part of it.
Okay.
Because Twig was injured. He does have a giant battle axe. Limping, probably a little blood on the trail. And clearly he's tired enough because his rage is over. He's probably dragging that axe.
Okay. So I pick up their trail, which does that give the imp advantage on his next perception check?
That
we know how to, like, what direction, and he does have the high ground.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Oh, there we go. Plus one. 18 total.
18. He does not see them.
Okay.
But.
Does he see anything else?
He does start to pick up on some movement to the left and right of you guys.
I give everyone in the group, even though we're 100 feet back, the pause or, shh, quiet, and continue moving forward, but now in a stealth-like approach as I get details from him what he sees.
Okay. You are moving through a tree line, so it isn't like he sees, pristine details.
Nope.
But from both sides, as if you're almost being flanked, we'll say.
Oh, fuck.
There is movement. Tree limbs move. Some of the high grass moves. And they are, the movement is in your direction. It's very
obvious. So it's behind the imp still in front of him?
Yeah, it's behind him, almost dead even with you guys. He's like, he sees the trail. He's looking around for the trail. He's like, oh, right, I get it now. And as he's coming to the realization of what he needs to be looking for, he's like, oh, hey, y'all got a problem?
My halt, my signal or call to the rest of the group is now not cautious move stealthily. It's stop, find cover. We're being flanked.
Okay.
And I'm going to bring the imp back to one of the sides. Okay. I'll let you pick one of the sides. I'm going to have him get, over one of the people trying to flank. And okay. I will let Grillmaster know which side I sent my imp to scout. If your he imp, wants to send his imp to the other side.
Your imp went right.
Okay.
Then I could send my imp left.
Okay.
There you go.
Are both of your imps invisible imps?
Imp is invisibility is a feature of the imp, not of the warlock.
Ah, okay.
So, cool. Yes.
Cool.
Imps can turn invisible, and they have magic resistance. They have, damage resistance against cold, bludgeoning, piercing, slashing, and from non-magical attacks.
Okay.
That aren't silvered. So if it's silver, it can still do it. It's immune to fire, poison, and the poisoned condition.
Okay. So both imps are headed towards the new friends coming to play.
Yes.
Okay. They're both invisible. And you guys have just stopped where you're at?
I'm going to... find one of the trees and try to kind of put that between me and the side my imp is on.
Mm-hmm.
I find cover, and I'm going to try to see if I can see what he's tracking.
Okay.
Knowing where he's at and where he said this was happening.
Okay.
And just kind of advise, direct, encourage the rest of the group to basically at least get down into the brush till we see these who is coming at us.
Okay.
Does the imp, can the imp tell me what these people look like? Are they devils? Are they adventurers? Are they vendors?
Make me a perception check.
Well, I'm just asking. Oh, he's got it for him?
Yeah.
Okay. Since he's invisible and can pretty much just fly right over top of him, does he have advantage?
Sure.
I'm really trying to work. Oh, wow, that's a shit advantage. I got two 19s. So, dirty 20.
Dirty 20? He kind of talks back to you in your head. Hey, man, so I'm here. I see things moving. It's headed your direction. It's just the ground moving.
So are they invisible?
No. Let me explain it a different way. Have you seen the movie Tremors?
Oh, well, fuck.
I don't think we have time for that.
Never mind. Okay. Yeah. I am going to relay to the group. Whatever's coming is coming underground. I have no idea what that means. I don't know what kind of creature that means it is.
So then we should prepare ourselves.
Yeah, it's not going to present a, probably not going to present a, an opportunity to surprise it until it's surprising us.
So you're
going to bull people.
You're going to stick around and find out what it is what you're saying.
I should say as next to a tree, is there a branch I can, pull up on?
You can play all the D&D you want, sir. You can certainly try to climb a tree.
Huh? You were just talking about that 8 strength, so.
Is that athletics or acrobatics?
Are you going to try and do some parkour shit, or are you going to try and just climb?
I mean, if I can get a low enough branch, I will try to swing up on it.
I mean, it's probably 7 foot to the lowest branch. That looks load-bearing.
I'm not 7 feet tall, but I am 5'9". I have rope. That's not worth it. I'm not casting that.
Being like a 6.5 foot tall tiefling, can I just climb up on the branch?
Sure, make me an acrobatics check.
Is it acrobatics?
Whatever. Or athletics or whatever.
I'll try to leg up the side of the tree until I can reach the branch.
Okay.
Is that athletics?
Yeah, if you want to, yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to do acrobatics because it's better.
My athletics would have been better too. Oh no, I got a +1 because we're physical, so I have a 0 instead of a -1. So 18.
Okay. You both climb
up. Wow. 19, but yeah.
You both are able to climb up onto that tree branch. Mr. Max?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Doing pretty well, thank you.
Tree branch sounds good.
Okay. I will offer a hand down to give you a hand up. if you can get. I mean, you said the load-bearing branch, so I assume it's big enough for at least me and a goblin.
I could acrobatics this.
Sure.
All right.
If I'm helping him, does that advantage?
Sure.
Okay, 24.
You are up on
he
the tree.
He scampers line. Up my arm before I even can hold on to him.
Yep. Cool. So the three of you are now in a tree.
Well, and, are all in the same tree, or is Dylan over on the left side in his own tree?
I don't know. Did you guys climb up the same tree or different trees?
Were there any trees next to his?
Yeah.
My input left. I didn't physically go left with him.
Oh. So, well, I assumed you were looking that way.
I will grab like an adjoining branch. I'm not trying to get on the same branch.
That's probably a good plan. Okay. So you guys are all in trees. And it takes about 20 seconds. And your imps are both telling you, It's rolling your way. You'll see it any second now. Any second now. Oh, my God, it should be visible now. And about that time, it doesn't look so much. Your imps are terrible at describing this. It doesn't look like the Earth is kind of bubbling up to make this movement. It looks like a ball of Earth rolling. And as
like a boulder,
and then it stops right under the tree and they stand up and they look like what I just put in that into the group chat.
Hope it's mole people.
It is not mole people.
They want you to think.
All right.
They look to be humanoid-ish in height.
Are they looking up at us hostily, or do they even have expressions?
They're looking around. They have not caught on to the up yet.
Okay.
Does their neck move up?
It's a good question. Does their neck move up? Does their neck move up? Probably not. Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm wondering, is Shatter going to be a good spell against these things?
Yeah, that was... Yep. They rolled 3 and 5 on their perception.
Yeah.
Ooh, buddy. The actual definition of perceptive beings.
Now, are they both together or are they on opposite sides of us where we're at?
One came from the left, one came from the right.
But did they meet yet?
Yes, they are both standing there underneath the tree.
I am going to cast Minor Illusion.
Uh-huh.
Back along our path, so behind us.
Uh-huh.
And it's just going to be a sound in the brush of a person moving through the brush.
Okay. Okay.
It's like something is like scampering away.
Okay. I could do some of that bullshit with Mage Hand.
Okay.
Yeah, just rustle the branches kind of shit. Yeah.
Okay. Hit me with some, it's Mage Hand. Okay, sure.
You want to, my spell save is 14. So if that's going to beat my illusion.
Okay. So when your illusion happens, the one that came from the left kind of pivots that way and throws his arm out. And you hear this sound like the earth kind of cracking, groaning a little bit. And then you see a slightly smaller version of this guy. And then, with the rustling of the hand...
Are you sending a new picture or the same guy?
No, same guy. Same guy.
So he made a second one?
He made a third one, yes.
Okay.
And then the other guy at the mage hand, he catches on and he pivots in that direction and he throws out a hand and you hear the same noises and up pop two little guys. So now that you went from two of them to five of them. Three of them being slightly smaller than the first two.
Always tell me the odds.
Now, to be fair, the three of them are a ways away.
And I think they're constructs controlled by the originals.
That's good player knowledge.
Yes, it is. So these are the same monsters I put you guys against in the last dungeon.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, similar, I think.
Okay.
So they can make more of themselves. They haven't seen us yet.
No. They have piss perception.
I am going to play the same trick if I can.
Okay.
Minor illusion ahead of us, back the way they came. The opposite side.
And you said your spell save is what now?
14.
Okay. So the first one kind of turns in that direction and grunts and groans and starts to like stomp, stomp, and then you see he's starting to like fold up, like he's gonna roll.
Okay.
Caleb, do a roll out. But then the other one grabs him by the shoulder and just kind of like grunts real low. And they're starting to look around again. Are you guys trying to hide?
I mean, as much as we can. It's a bird on a wire.
Okay. God damn. Okay. They clearly, at this point, it's canon. Their heads can't, their neck cannot.
Look up. Okay.
Look up. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Five and seven. So, but the three little constructs have now also, let's just confirm this. Yep, they have all, wow, Jesus, 19, 13, natural 20 on die. They know that your shit was not legit, and they are starting to head back in this direction.
I'm going to wait to see when they rejoin the big ones. Do they get absorbed? Do they maintain, are they still there? I want to see what happens when they get back to the mama and papa.
Okay.
Just zoological curiosity. How's that?
Sure. So they start walking back and... You're holding your breath. You're trying to stay really, really, really silent. Make me stealth checks, por favor.
I'm good at this. Since they can't look up, do we have advantage since it's just sound?
I would say no, because these guys are far enough away that your up would still be in their normal field of vision.
Okay. Well, fuck. I got a 9 total.
Okay.
I sneezed. Sorry, guys.
Are we all doing stealth checks?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, I got a 5. And okay. That's a 5 plus 4.
Are you going to let the sword lead the way? He's given you 6 targets, so or 5 targets, so you're going to get that number some one way or another.
Yeah, I'm apparently just up there giving a full-on play-by-play to the crowd.
Amazing. I love it.
I got a 27.
Well, he sees two of us, but the goblin.
Yes, the goblin. He went. The goblin is clearly standing behind his party member.
The goblin is fucking gone.
That's the only one that could hide behind an actual trunk.
Yeah. So, ooh, buddy. Well.
Well, if they see us,
yes, they are.
I'm going to open up with a nice Eldritch Blast.
They're pointing. They are. Like grunting. Who are you Eldritch blasting?
Oh, one of the big ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one of the bigger ones I will hit with an Eldritch Blast for a 12 to hit?
No.
Okay. No. That's my... Oh, could I didn't say it. Never mind. Let's say get the help action to distract you. But
no.
I got to call the imp into service first.
Yep.
Well,
to clarify, does my sword have to be used every round or every battle?
No, it just has to be used in combat.
But in each combat, yeah.
Yeah, not each round, just in combat.
Does he have disadvantage until it's used?
No. Well,
if I get out of a battle and don't use it,
yes,
then I have disadvantage until I use it.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
So, Jeff, are you good with staying stealthed?
Yeah, I want to see what happens.
What?
Yeah, I want to see what happens.
Okay.
Plus, being hidden, if this is going to turn into a fight, could have benefits.
Okay.
I see a lot of negotiation with these rock people.
Yeah.
Do we need initiatives?
Well, I was going to say, Grill, do you have a quick single action?
I mean, I guess I'd probably just take a blast at him. I don't know.
Okay.
What else I would have done in that situation. So, yeah.
Okay.
Bang, bang, bang. No, that is also a 12. So,
okay.
Don't matter.
It's time for initiative.
Oh. Yay!
That's also a 12.
That's a natural 1 for a total of 3.
Woo!
That's... Oh, goodness. That's not good.
Okay.
I have a 10.
I have a 9.
Hey.
Wow. Okay. I'm sorry, Jeff. Your character's name is Doug?
No, that's my character. Douglas Fear.
Right, okay.
He is his Max.
Right, Jeff is Max, you're Doug. Okay.
And Grill Master.
Okay, so Max is 9. Grill is 10?
Correct.
Okay.
And Doug, you were at 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice 1 on the die.
Well, I mean, I guess good news. Only 4 of them go before your first action.
Well, good news. We're still in the tree.
Is that good news?
I don't know.
They're a bunch of herditors. They're probably just going to attack the trunk.
Let's see. So that's that one, that one, that one. Okay. Top of the round. The new little rocket guys who were running back this way who caught track of you. The first one, you see he's moving as fast as he can. He's not happy with how fast he's moving. And he balls himself up and starts rolling.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
He has a speed of 30 feet. He is going to roll up, pop back out of ball form, and he's wailing on the tree, on the trunk.
It's one of the small ones?
Yes, one of the smaller ones.
Okay.
Swinging at the trunk. That's a... Jesus, what is that? That's... Not as great as I thought it would be.
Can't be worse than a zombie, so probably 8.
No, it's plus 8 to hit, so it's a 15 to hit. We'll say that
hit. It has plus 8 to hit?
Yes, it has plus 8 to hit.
Fuck!
Yes. The only difference between the big ones and the little ones is intelligence, charisma, and some condition immunity. So
I'm glad there's only 5.
Yeah, yeah. We'll say a 15 hits a tree. And that's it's 2d6 damage. So let's see what 2d6 damage does to a tree trunk.
Fuck.
That's 8 damage. You guys, we'll give the tree some hit points here. Why not?
200.
I think, sounds like a nice round number.
That's, sure, we'll go with that.
One for each ring.
Yep. So tree takes some damage. You guys feel it in the limb.
Yeah, it's a little like a save to hold on or anything, or not that point yet.
It was not that much damage.
Okay.
That is little guy number one. Little guy number two thinks what little guy number one did was a fantastic idea, and he pulls off the exact same maneuver. And he goes,
well, at least they're imaginative.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a 14 on die, so that's 22, so that's definitely a hit on the tree. That is more, that's pretty good damage to the tree. oh, I guess I should have differentiated because they saw one of you in each tree. Dylan, your tree is odds. Ray, your tree is evens.
Okay. And Jeff is in with me, I think, right?
Yes, yes. So the Dylan tree... Dylan, I need you to make a dexterity saving throw. Pretty low DC, but
18 on die.
That's totally fine.
Yeah, 30, 20.
He hit the tree real hard. It vibrated. It kind of surprising how hard he hit it.
It shook with the Bowden brick.
Yes, yes. That is little guy number two. Little guy number three was a little further away, and because of his shitty roll, he is not going to be able to make it to the tree. Which brings us to big guy from the right, underneath the tree.
Big guy.
Yes. He is... Gonna try and fell him a tree. He's doing his best Paul Bunyan impersonation.
So it's three little guys, then the first big guy, right?
Correct. That's gonna be... Yep, that's gonna be damage to the tree. And this was guy on the right, and that was Ray's tree. So Ray's things. So we'll just say that guy on the right's on Ray's tree. Okay, and that is, man, they did not roll great damage. Shaking in your feet, but not bad enough that you need to make a saving throw. All right. That brings us to Grillmaster.
Ew. I mean, how tall are these things? The taller ones, I guess.
I think it's about, like, 5 feet or so.
Yeah, they're like five and a half feet.
Okay. And the branches are only like 7 feet up, so I'm just making sure. Yep. Obviously, they can't see up. So I am going to swing down on one while standing on my branch with my new sword.
Okay.
And or anything, because they don't see it coming.
Yeah, you roll with advantage.
Could use your imp for the help action.
I literally don't know what up is, so.
Apparently, yes.
Just apparated out of nowhere. That is a 25 to hit.
That is a hit. The DC 13 Constitution saving throw, he fails.
Ooh, so I get 1 point.
No, you only get a point if you kill it.
Yeah, point on kill. You don't take damage.
I don't take damage. Oh.
Right.
And it's sword and shadow damage.
Yep.
Keen damage. Yeah, 18 total damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh. Hello?
There you are.
Yeah, 18 total damage.
Okay.
Sorry, I said it twice, then I thought maybe I got cut off, so.
I thought Chad was gone, so.
Yeah, 18 total damage.
Can't hear you, Chad.
It's fantastic.
Apparently, it was enough damage to totally knock Chad out.
I think your damage killed Discord.
Yeah.
All right. It was pretty great. All my followers loved it.
Got a 7 from the Russian judge.
I mean, can Chad even hear us? I don't know what.
Can't hear you, Chad. Send him a message.
I say we could edit this out, but we won't.
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt anything to say that we will.
Oh, I know.
To say that you will what?
We're not going to edit out the silence.
Okay. There you go. Because apparently the blip was just a precursor to me losing internet. So, cool.
Okay.
Yeah. So
just the way your night's going anyway. Cool.
Yeah, I know, right? So you hit him pretty good. He takes full damage from that.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what we liked.
Yeah. He is a sack of hit points though, so
that's fine.
Yeah,
that was.
I don't have any bonus action-y type things, so
okay, Max.
Yeah,
what are you gonna do?
All of these guys are down the trees.
Yep.
There's two at the base of our tree punching at it, I think.
There are two at the base of yours so far, two at the base of...
How far apart are the trees and these guys?
There's about 15 feet of ground in between the trunks of the two trees.
Okay.
So there's probably 12-ish feet between the two big guys.
So something that is 10-foot radius would be big enough to get a bunch of them?
Yeah, you could easily get... I will say you can get 3 total. I'll say you can get 2 big, both big, and one of the littles, your choice of the little, left or right.
Oh, no, that's centered on me. Okay. I misread a spell.
Changes things a little, does it?
It does. A 10-foot radius is cool when I can control the point of origin. I can't control the point of origin that way.
No, that would probably be a bad time.
Okay, I will... ship. What do I have? I will take crossbow, just a hand crossbow shot.
Okay. Give me your roll.
I should still be hidden.
Sure.
Maybe.
You should be.
I don't know.
You should be.
19 on die. 24?
That'll hit.
Roll 25.
Roll me some damage.
Okay.
I'm sorry, which one was this at?
The one on archery, the big one on archery.
Okay.
Am I getting my sneak attack damage?
Absolutely.
Okay. He will need to make a con save that he's probably not going to have any trouble making. No, he doesn't. I don't have that okay. I don't have that on the crossbow bolts.
Okay.
10. 16.
16 damage?
Yes.
Okay. He did not enjoy that. He's not bloodied or anything, but that was a chunk. That does bring us to Left's turn. Yay. Dylan, you're big guy.
Okay.
Super angry because you whacked him pretty good. He may not be able to look up, but he doesn't need to look up to know he got smacked from up. He's going to try and seriously fuck up this tree. He rolls an attack to seriously fuck up a tree. At 24, he's going to hit it. And he does piss-ass damage. No saving throw needed. That was terrible damage. And that brings us to Doug. I think. Yes, Doug. Am I dead?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm dead.
Okay.
I'm going to have the imp buzz the tower of one of the one I tried to hit earlier.
Uh-huh.
One of the big ones.
Uh-huh.
And it should give me advantage.
Uh-huh.
Which I apparently need. Yep. 15.
That is a miss, sir.
That's a miss. Okay.
Just barely.
Nope. Bonus action. I don't have a bonus action. Yeah, that's all I'm going to do. Okay. Sorry.
That's okay. We get to the bottom of the round. Do we want to call it there, or do we want to try and go one more round? I think, yeah.
That's pretty good. I'm yawning already.
Yeah.
Did something go after Max and before me, the other big guy?
So here is combat sequence order. Little guy one.
Little guy two, little guy three, big guy one.
Little guy one is on Ray's tree.
Okay.
Little guy two is on Dylan's tree. Little guy three has not made it to a tree yet.
Okay.
Then right guy, Grill Master, Max, left guy, Doug.
Okay.
Grill Master, Max, Doug.
Yep.
Where's the left guy?
In between Max and Doug.
Okay. And that's the one on Dylan's tree.
Correct.
That's left, right? Okay.
This is riveting stuff. I'm cutting audio.
Oh, okay. I thought you already cut it.